This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Folks, to another hour of What's On Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennen. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. We have Manny answering your calls, as always, and Nolan producing. Newest addition to the program, Bismarck native, Nolan Schmidt. What school did you go to, Nolan?
Century High School.
Century. Are you a little bummed out about Shanley? Open up a little overtime shootout win against Century and the soccer...
I heard about it, now that I've it's been a while since I've graduated, so I guess that stuff doesn't necessarily.
You don't get too
too wrapped up in.
Okay, all right, sounds good. But I had to get that in.
Yeah, little jabs.
Century's a powerhouse in soccer,
yes.
And Shanley, boom, yesterday. Yeah, beautiful. Anyway, welcome back, folks, to another hour. I'm fired up for a little UND hockey this weekend. St. Lawrence is their opponent. Bison have a big football weekend. Big. That's a big game. That's big. Got to win it.
Have to win it.
On the road, but it's a big win. Kind of the real first big test of the year. So that's going on. And also up at UND this weekend, a reunion of that wonderful 1987 national championship team. I put a post up last night on my Facebook page. And if you're not a friend, follow me. I'd love to have you be there and join the conversation there. But Ed Belfour, who is, of course, rather famous University of North Dakota hockey alum, he played just 1 year. He was a freshman in 87 and was incredible goaltender, went on to the Chicago Blackhawks, and quite a career, NHL Hall of Famer, incredible. Carmen Manitoba, one of my great memories is after he won the Stanley Cup, he brought it back to UND, and that's kind of when that tradition was getting going, where the players would each get a day with it. He first brought it to Carmen, Manitoba, his hometown, and had a big celebration there at the town hall. It was fantastic. Spent the night at his with his parents at home, and they had breakfast cereal out of the cup in the morning, and then we headed down to Grand Forks for a celebration at UND that was just phenomenal. And that's when the kind of groundbreaking and all the actual beginning of the Engelstad Arena took place as well. So you had quite a celebration there. But we had a bus, and we took the bus with Eddie and others with the cup up to Carmen and then back down, and it was a great memory to spend that much time with the Stanley Cup. I'll never forget just sitting there staring at the cup, thinking, it isn't like you see it for a minute, you take a picture with it. It's actually you're with it for hours, and it's incredible. Best story ever out of that trip, though, was the border patrol agent who had to decide whether to let us into the United States or not in the bus. And I think the driver of the bus came out, talked to him, and said, we have Ed Belfour and the Stanley Cup on the bus, and we're transporting it down. And he's like, could I come on the bus? This is the Border Patrol agent, right? He can do anything he wants. Could I come on the bus? Comes on the bus, and when he got up, topped the steps, and saw the Stanley Cup on the table in this bus, it was one of the coaches you use. He literally, like, his knees buckled. It was that odd to see the Stanley Cup. It's pretty cool. It was a fun time. So I'm looking forward to seeing Eddie and the whole crew. Best man in my wedding was Jeff Bowen, and Jeff was a player on that 87 team. And there's an alumni game tomorrow. It's not open to the public, but family and friends get to see it. Looking forward to being the announcer for that, so it should be a lot of fun this weekend. We're having some fun taking your pet peeves. You can call us at 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550. A bunch have come in by text. Todd, you and I are going to have to go rapid fire on some of these texts because they're good. But we just had so many calls, we haven't gotten to the text yet. We will. We're weaving them in as we can. Here's a listener from Redfield, South Dakota, by text, by the way. It says, my pet peeve is a radio host that gives the phone number so fast that I can't get them written down and then does not give the numbers again. It takes several times to get the phone number right, and when I'm driving, it's worse, kind of like today. Thank you. Please take care, and God bless you. Have a great day. Mike from Redfield, South Dakota. I'm sorry, Mike. I am. We just sort of assume you've got it in your speed dial by now, and did give you a quick reminder. We don't mean to do that. We're just trying to use the time we have best we can, but you're right. People say it often, and that's a proper pet peeve that I will do my best to correct.
Didn't you say the number's kind of slow earlier in the show today, though?
I tried. Yeah, I did open the show, actually, more slow than I ever have. And I pulled out my actual phone and dialed the number. So here it is, nice and slow, one more time. 800-228-0550. I also give this one once in a while. It's the 24/7 line. 855-200-1776. I always say the only part you have to remember of that one is the 855. That's the toll-free part because 200, pretty easy, isn't it? And 1776, I mean, come on. That's a pretty popular year. So just think of that. We're over 200 years old. That's the 200, then 1776. And when you call that number, the instructions are real easy on what to do. But press 1, leave a message. Press 2 to chat with us live on the air. There you go. Okay. Before I get back to the pet peeves, we're going to talk bottom of the hour with John Gottfried, North Dakota State Insurance Commissioner, and find out what President Trump's executive orders mean for North Dakota. Congressman Kevin Cramer was on Russian television, and they said, well, you know, Trump's been in office since January. Why did he finally just get around to these executive orders now? Here's Congressman Cramer's answer.
Well, because the president, like so many people in America, foolishly believed that the United States Senate was going to do what they promised to do. And now he knows that the United States Senate can't be relied upon, and so he's taken matters into his own hands. I think it's unfortunate that the Senate hasn't taken up the House bill, but until the Senate changes its processes and eliminates that 60-vote threshold, this is the way it's going to be for a long time.
That's what we need to fix in the Senate. I mean, get real. Just get to a simple majority. They're playing games. Get on with it. More on that coming up at the bottom of the hour. Let's get to the pet peeves. Valley City we go. And Gene, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott.
How are you?
Yeah, earlier you were talking about... I heard somebody mention sovereign nations when they were talking about the Indians or the Native Americans. Okay, where does this sovereign nation thing come from? The reservations are owned by the federal government. Indians cannot have land. They can't buy a house. And then the Native Americans, they vote in our elections. So if they're a sovereign nation, how do they get to vote in our elections?
Yeah, you're raising some points that I agree with. It's a mess. That's why I'm saying reboot it. It's not good for Native people. It's not good for anybody. It's a disaster. It needs massive reform. I'm completely with you. And that is a good pet peeve, Gene. Thank you very much. I have a pet peeve, actually, when people call from Valley City and you hear a cow in the background. Like, really, really, no, it's not a pet peeve. I love that, actually. It can't happen enough. So please call in. Guaranteed MyPillow if you call in with the cows. If the cows make the program, you're getting a MyPillow. Mike in Williston, what's on your mind?
Well, first, there's tons of pet peeves to mention, but I don't have that kind of time for you. But ideology being forced upon us when all those people just have to move to a country in Europe. Pick one. It doesn't matter. They're all the same. Socialism being shoved down my throat or, I have no problem with people having their own viewpoints, but being forced to agree with homosexuality is a pet peeve. I don't have a problem with the people. It's the idea upon it. It's just being forced upon me. The other one that I feel like I can mention is you on one of your promo codes, promo stating about Heidi Heitkamp doing what she believes is best for North Dakota. I think you need to remove that.
You don't think she does what she believes is best for North Dakota?
No, I don't. And I think she does what she thinks best to get the funding from her side of the party.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously anybody that's raised the amount of money she has and has been all over the country, by the way, hanging out with folks that love Harvey Weinstein, and Weinstein, tell me the correct way.
Weinstein.
Harvey Weinstein, that still she remains silent on. He's the mega Democratic donor. So California, you know, New York, New Jersey, all these places getting money. I get that, but I think in her heart of hearts, she does what she believes is the best for North Dakota.
But you bring up on a regular basis about all the things that you think she's screwing up on,
right.
And it just points out the fact that she really doesn't care about North Dakota.
Well, I would disagree with her on what is the best for North Dakota. I mean, that's why I'm saying, people that I have a political difference with, I don't consider to be the devil, right? I mean, I don't like it, and sometimes, especially when it comes with the policies related to pro-life issues, I see them as advancing policies that are, in fact, evil. I don't like that, so I will forcefully speak out against that, but I'm not going to say I can look into their heart and saying they're doing this on purpose because they think they're doing the right thing. It's the wrong thing, and we can argue about that, but I don't think we should get into the business of saying, because we disagree with somebody, that they somehow have ulterior motives, or they're in her case trying to ruin North Dakota for the sake of her campaign coffers. I just don't think.
Well,
I just think she's
like
wrong. I think she's a liberal, and I think she's wrong, and I think that's why there's a lot of people that disagree with her in the great state of North Dakota. Thankfully, that's just my take. But more
serving the Northern Plains. This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Denhuser of Marion. Soybean farmers are currently dealing with herbicide-resistant weeds like water hemp, kochia, common ragweed, and others. Scouting fields and mapping problem areas can help prepare you for the next year. Developing weed maps and monitoring changes over time allow farmers to implement an effective strategy for control. There are many tools available to assist in the mapping process, such as GPS yield monitors, planting monitors, handheld GPS units, drones, imagery, or just highlighting areas on your FSA maps. Having a good map and history can be very beneficial in making tillage, seed trait, and herbicide decisions for years to come. For more information, visit our website at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I want to save you money. If you have a bottom line in your business and you're watching that closely and you see the maintenance costs going up, 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 and maybe the new capital expenses going up, up, up. There's a different way. The Link service available from our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons can save you money. Go to hatandsons.com to see a video on this and learn more about it. And right now they're maintaining the heating and mechanical heating and cooling systems of more than 600 buildings throughout the Northern Plains, so they can do it for you, too. Call them at 701-223-3393 or online at hatandsons.com. Couple of texts, and we'll get back to your calls. Pet peeve from Dawn in Fargo. Dawn says, sporting your favorite. Somebody just called me. Seriously. your pet peeve happened.
There's the pet peeve. Don't call me when I'm reading a text.
Sporting your favorite sports team gear and someone asks you if you're a fan. Duh! I usually respond with, nope, lost a bet, says Don in Fargo. Nolan, what do you think? Got a winner?
That's really good. I'm gonna say that's a winner. That's a winner.
Okay,
right,
yeah. Manny, you going to go along? You going to... Okay, good. So Don from Fargo, our second MyPillow winner. That's pretty darn good. By the way, I say to anybody wearing Minnesota Gopher gear, would you lose a bet? So I have a version of this, and it might be a kind of a.
Well, now hold on a second, Scott, because I actually have a Gopher's T-shirt on right now.
Did you lose a bet?
Would you lose a bet?
No, I guess of course not. I know they lost to Purdue on Saturday, and
the Golden Rodents.
Listener sends us an awesome photo. I'll post this to on the Facebook day. Listening to you on Devil's Lake, fishing is good. 29 degrees, no other boats. Oh, I love it.
Ooh.
A note from John and Carrington. Thank you very much. All right, Todd, any text you want to rip by me before we get to the phones here?
Somebody who uses the end of the toilet paper roll doesn't bother to change it.
It's a bad one. I think it's called everybody that's ever worked it. How do you change it, though, like at the rest stop?
Well, true, but you know, in the home, or if it's like a small office setting, and you got that new roll sitting on top of the empty old roll or something like that.
I hear you. This must happen in our house a lot because there's a sign in one of our bathrooms that my wife purchased somewhere. It says, "Changing the toilet paper roll does not cause brain damage."
There's actually a sign.
She got one of those little signs.
Wow.
Says, changing the toilet paper roll will not
cause... And
that
led to somebody going to Yale. Holy cow.
Josh Minot, pet peeve, lay it on us. Are you there, Josh?
Yeah, Scott. Hey, I got a couple of pet peeves for you. One is when the trash can's almost full and somebody goes in there and crams as much more as they can and walks away from it.
That's a really good one, too.
Yeah.
That is a really, really good one. It happens frequently in my apartment.
What is the explanation for this? Anybody ever tell you why this happens?
You just don't want to take it out.
Because they're lazy. They don't want to be the last one to have to take it out.
Wow. Wow. I take it out at our house. Always. I'm in charge. And so my wife, for instance, like Kleenex box, empty, right? Put that in there.
Yep.
So you take all the big stuff, fill it up, and then like, okay, it's time to take it out. I'm thinking, wow. I'm not sure I'm going to be married after today, so I better be quiet.
No kidding.
Good one, Josh. Thank you very much. You let the fellas up here. Dandy, Casey and Bismarck, you're next. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, Casey.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, sir.
Good. Okay. So my pet peeve is when people are talking on their cell phones or looking at their cell phones at the stoplight. I think you might have mentioned it earlier. But my old horn that I had in my truck, it was really sickly. It was going out. So when I'd honk at people, I'd just look back like somebody behind me honked because they weren't leaving when the light would turn green. So I kind of turned it into a fun thing. So now I put a air horn in my truck. So every time somebody's on the phone, I give them a, 1001, 1002, 1003. And if they still aren't paying attention, then I honk. And I get awesome reactions.
Awesome reactions as in, like, gestures, profanity, what?
That middle finger business, I get that a lot. And it's good comedy.
This, by the way, is a plague. Has anybody else noticed this? What he's just described, Casey's described, is now the most often occurring thing at stoplights all across the Fruited Plain. It's unbelievable. Nobody goes when the light turns green anymore because their face is buried in their phone. It's unbelievable.
I've had to sit through lights and, by the time they go, it's already yellow. And I get the biggest chuckle out of it.
That's good. Casey, I want to make an executive decision here and give you one as well without Nolan and Manny even weighing in for the following reason. He's taken a pet peeve, and he's come up with an action to take it on and respond to it and feel a little bit better.
He's proactive.
Exactly.
He is, because what I do is just get frustrated. I go, seriously, go! You know. Now, mind you, I might have had somebody beeping me once or twice. Very rare, just so you know, but it thankfully, Casey hasn't been behind me to give me a heart attack with the air horn. Hang on, Casey. We'll get your info so we can have the MyPillow ready for you at the K-Fire Studios right there in Bismarck. Okay, so thank you. Redfield, South Dakota. Mike, go.
Yes. First of all, let me thank you for the numbers. Appreciate that. My pet peeve is when you have to call the Social Security Administration in Washington to make an appointment in Aberdeen, South Dakota. and you're on the phone for 3 hours waiting for somebody to help you make that appointment.
It's a good one. That frosts you, doesn't it? I love it. Troy and Sterling, go.
Distracted drivers, specifically pets in the front seat. If you truly loved your pet, you wouldn't have them. Everybody else has got to be buckled in by law, right? And when you have the state patrol on monthly, would you ask them that question? Why isn't it illegal to have pets in your lap and in the front seat? Everybody should be buckled in, correct?
You nailed it, Troy. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Mike and Grand Forks, go.
Yeah.
Mike, are you there?
Maybe not.
Can you hear me now?
Now I can. Go ahead, Mike. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, my biggest pet peeve is more of an irritation. But I'm a disabled vet, and I have a handicap placard, and I try to find a parking spot in one of the bigger stores, and it kicks me out. I finally find a parking spot, and somebody beats me to it, and then they jump out. So there's usually two young people just jump out, and they run into the store, and you know they got Grandma and Grandpa's car. That just burned me.
Yeah, don't take a spot from a disabled vet, ever. That's a good one, Mike. Appreciate the call. Pet peeve from a texter, someone dissing my team. Don't make me find another morning show. And he sends me a picture of Goldie Gopher with a puck there. So I think he's sending a shot across the bow, Todd, to yours truly. You know what I'm saying?
I guess.
Okay, any other text you want to get in there? Drivers not turning on their lights in inclement weather is one I have here. That's a good one.
Driving beside a semi and then following that same speed. Had a few of those, so.
Darren from Hazen, my pet peeve is when people blame guns for these mass shootings and not the person doing the shooting. Yeah, we're with you on that.
That's a good point.
100%. Absolutely. My pet peeve is telemarketers, says another texter, that say this is your last chance and keep calling you back even after you tell them to jump off a cliff. This is a lot of fun, folks. We'll do this again. We really will. Unbelievable. Thanks for the pet peeve contributions. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's On Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today in part by the Energy of North Dakota. That's a website you got to check out real soon. Learn all about the technology, the innovation that is happening right now that leads to what? More jobs. That's a good thing. More jobs. That's right. And, you know, growing communities, more quality of life in those communities really is pretty special when you think about what is happening at the hands of the Energy of North Dakota. North Dakota Petroleum Council has some examples of that at energyofnorthdakota.com. So check that out. Energyofnorthdakota.com is the website where you'll find that information. And stay connected. Share small moments, big ideas. This is an industry that allows us to travel from point A to point B in hours, not weeks, and keep the temperature up inside when it goes down outside, right? Creature comforts. All about building a better future with the Energy of North Dakota. Energyofnorthdakota.com. All right. I tell you, the pet peeves were hilarious, and we did not get to all of you. I apologize for that. But we put this down as a staple. We got to do this at least monthly. Give you a chance, because I think it helps sort of clear the deck a little bit. Here's just one last one that is, I'm sure, happened in your house.
Listening to your big pet peeve program there, my biggest one probably isn't crazy like everybody else's, but when I get home at the end of the week, I'm a truck driver, so I get home, and I like to make myself a little drink. And every weekend I get home, never fails, there are literally zero ice cubes left in the tray. And I look at my wife every time, and she just looks at me like she has no idea what happened to them. So that's mine. Hope you guys all have a good week.
That hasn't happened to anybody else, has it? Patty and Kildare said one, too. She said, when people are strong enough to push a loaded shopping cart out to their vehicle, but are not strong enough to take the cart back to the store or to the storage area in the parking lot. So a 30-mile-an-hour wind comes up, and they blow it right into Todd Mitchell's convertible. Yeah. Patty and Todd have the same pet peeve. Put the darn cart back, for crying out loud. Some really good ones today, though. They were classics. Really good stuff. All right. Next up, as promised, our insurance commissioner, John Gottfried, help us walk through the impacts on North Dakota insurance coverage from the executive orders and the announcement from the president on both the way new plans can be available across state lines through associations, and also the lack of subsidies to the insurance companies. John, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Busy. Thanks, Scott. It's been a busy couple hours here in the health insurance industry. So, yeah, we're flying today, but it's been good.
So give me your gut reaction to both these decisions first.
Well, I think the executive order is, kind of comes in response to a lack of action on the congressional side of addressing the health care issues. I think it's squarely targeted at those folks who make too much money to receive a subsidy but are on the individual marketplace. And I think those are the folks who I've been the most concerned with. It's, our farmers, our ranchers, our small business owners, the people who have been really bearing the brunt of the essential collapse of this market. They've really been bearing the brunt of it. And so this, I think the primary focus of the president's executive order is to provide some help for those folks. And so I guess we're encouraged by that. The only thing I guess I would caution at is, the executive order essentially told three different federal agencies to study this issue and come to some rulemaking process. That's a process that doesn't happen overnight. So we're probably 6 months out before these rules even have a potential to take effect. And so I guess I just want to caution folks that, that it's good news and the ball is rolling and we're moving forward, but I don't think it's going to be able to take effect for the 2018 plan year. And so we're going to work on it and we're encouraged to work with the Department of Labor and the others that are looking at this too. Our main focus is going to be to ensure that there's some state connection to these things. There's an opportunity here for either the federal government to kind of step in and say, we're going to be the chief regulator of all this, which is something we have great concern with. Or if they're going to let these be domiciled in states and, for example, like North Dakota, if we can be the lead regulator on these issues or other states, we think that's a much better solution. But again, without having seen the rules, it's tough to know where they're going to come at, but it is encouraging that we're going to have an opportunity to work on this and again, address that market, that segment of that individual marketplace that really has been hammered by over the last couple of years.
So help me understand what is new. I know it's passed in the House already, right? And Rand Paul has been talking for some time. Hey, why doesn't the House just take up what the Senate passed? And as you said, this is mostly a product of, I'm reading some of the news coverage on this, and I'm thinking the sky is falling. I'm thinking, wait a minute. Donald Trump didn't do anything that he hasn't been campaigning about for 2 years.
Yep.
So, first as a candidate and then as president. So this should surprise nobody. Number two, there's been inaction mostly in the U.S. Senate. So obviously, if you say, hey, we need to do something and we recognize Obamacare is bad and the Senate won't act, you got to do something. So none of this should surprise anybody, right?
No, I don't think so. I think, the president, much like the rest of us, we're hopeful that something would come out of Congress, because that's the kind of the more traditional way of fixing these issues. And, we started off in January with a lot of momentum behind healthcare reform. The first thing I did when I came into office on January 3rd was send out a letter to the House of Representatives saying, here are our thoughts on healthcare reform. And the fact that we're now sitting in middle of October and having not had that done, I think you're seeing the response out of the administration to say, okay, well, something's got to be done. And it would have been great, had something been done 6 months ago, but, we can't go back and change that. But so I think you're seeing that response out of the administration to say, okay, well, if Congress isn't going to do it, we'll do what we can on the executive side to get it done. And that's what he's doing. And now what I think this also does is this again places a lot more pressure on Congress. I don't know how you get any more pressure put on healthcare reform than is already there, but this seems, I think, seems to do that a little bit to say, okay, you guys solve it. This is your issue to solve. So if you don't like the executive order, give me a bill that I can sign.
Right, it's forcing them to act, if nothing else. Right, if you think this is bad, then just put more pressure there. Rand Paul's been a big proponent of this across state lines deal. I want to play you a clip of what he said today about this and give you a chance to respond.
Well, he's confused because the group coverage requires no discrimination, and it also protects against pre-existing conditions and has since 1996. This would be the same insurance you have at a big corporation. If you work for a big corporation, let's say you work for Ford or General Motors, if you get sick, you're not fired. They don't not hire you because you have a pre-existing illness. People are protected in these big corporations under big corporate cross-state
right.
ERISA plans. They're protected. That's all we're doing is setting it up so individuals can get this as well.
Senator Paul, is another challenge that some of these insurers might be selling plans that aren't comprehensive enough to give people the coverage that's necessary that was there under Obamacare? Or was that the intent to loosen up these regulations and give people these very light plans?
It does loosen up the regulations, and it's unknown whether you'll get some that are catastrophic plans that really are high deductible and don't cover much, but you also may get the leverage to get even better plans. So, for example, the National Restaurant Association may be representing 15 million people. If 15 million people are represented by one person, my guess is the leverage you'll have with the insurance company will actually provide very good insurance. So I anticipate that people are going to get very good insurance at a much less expensive cost because we're empowering the consumer.
All right. It's more choices for the consumer, so therefore a better outcome. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, in a lot of respects. I think there's some common sense things that within what Senator Paul is saying that do make some sense. Where some of our concerns, again, rely or come back to is who's the ultimate regulator? And, we've got a good system here in North Dakota, and if you run into issues with your health insurer that's in North Dakota, you can call my office and we can get some things done. My concern is if it turns over to a kind of a federal regime or a federal regulation, that consumer protection isn't going to necessarily quite be there. But again, a lot of these things they're not insurmountable. And so these are some of the issues that we'll be laying out when we work with DOL to make sure that, whether it's we get to regulate based on the consumer level, and who is the ultimate authority, who has the ultimate, control over it, is something we're concerned with. As long as that remains at some state level of control, I think we can be absolutely supportive. But again, that's where it's kind of the devil's in the details of does this turn this more into a federally regulated insurance marketplace, which we've seen issues with. I like to say that the two main areas we have issues in my department is with the health insurance and flood insurance, and those are the two that are mostly federal control over them. So we want to maintain the state authority to again regulate our health insurance marketplace as much as we can. You saw with the executive order there was some broadening of that with the short-term health plans, which we think is a good indication that there is a willingness to work with the states and say, we're willing to turn some of this back over to the states. It's just a matter of what that looks like, but yeah, at the fundamental level, there are some things that certainly make sense there, and I think again, given where we're at with the individual marketplace, I'll use the plumber example. I think it's been used a few times. You got a plumber who either owns his own business or has one or two guys underneath him. He's not big enough to have a group insurance. So he falls into the individual marketplace. He's been, really punished by a lot of the things that have gone on with Obamacare. Under what we believe is coming forward here, he may have the opportunity to join the Plumbers Association, which would essentially throw him into a larger group, which we think is could be very beneficial for that individual. The argument on the other side is then, in the individual marketplace, you leave, there's some adverse selection there. There's some, the sicker population is going to be in that individual marketplace. The rates are going to skyrocket. And that's, again, not anything that we haven't seen that's uncommon, but we've got a high risk pool in North Dakota. We're one of five states that have that. It's called CHAND. And that's exactly what that stuff is, that program is for.
Here's what I don't understand. I mean, you're right. There are programs like that that take care of folks that are in that spot. Not to mention, I'm sorry. I mean, I'm a prime example. I've had my colon out. I've had, issues related to precancerous cells in my colon. I had to go through that expensive surgery, right? I cost my insurance company more, and then I should pay more. I mean, this idea that somehow, the sicker people are going to pay more. Well, that's sort of the idea, isn't it? I mean, if you don't require a lot of health care, then you would pay less. If you require more, you pay more. I don't know why that's such a foreign concept we're trying to get away from, unless we're trying to push to single payer, which is, I think, what a lot of people are trying to do. Up against the clock, I do want you to address that when we come back to after break. John Godfrey here, our insurance commissioner in North Dakota. Questions welcome for him, 258-0550.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
What's it take to have a really good job? a company you like to work for, work worth doing, and a really nice paycheck every 2 weeks? Polar Service Center has one waiting for you right now. My friends at Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, has service centers all throughout the country. And in Killdeer, North Dakota, and Williston, North Dakota, they have some great positions open right now. With pay rates up to $32 an hour. I'll say it again, up to $32 an hour. Incredible benefit package and much, much more. Call Maria right now for details on this. In Killdeer, certified welder, sandblaster, wash rack attendant, and diesel mechanic positions open right now. In Williston, they're in need of a certified welder. Polar Service Center is waiting. Tell your friends and neighbors about this incredible opportunity. 612-214-4781. 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria at Polar Service Center.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments is about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust, live first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Beautiful fluffy pillows did we give out anyway? I don't know, 3, 4? I lost track, but that was great fun with our pet peeve day. We'll do that again. And if you were not one of the lucky winners, but just feel like you must, absolutely must have one of those My Pillows, remember the telephone number is 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. The website is mypillow.com, promo code Scott. These are great gifts too, by the way. Really good gifts. And it's more than just pillows. By the way, buy one, get one. Pillows. That's right. Right now. Up to 50% off on everything else. My Pillow mattress. Mattress topper. My Pillow bed. the body pillow, the go-anywhere pillow, the travel pillow, the thermal shield pillow top mattress cover, the MyPillow for pets, and the all-purpose cushions, all up to 50% off at MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or when you call them at 800-506-9028. That was lots of fun. John Gottfried's with us, insurance commissioner in North Dakota. If you have a question or comment for him, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I forgot my own question. We ran out of time for your answer, I know. So what did I ask you?
Well, you're talking about if I'm a sicker individual, or if I've had more health problems, shouldn't my insurance be more expensive, and shouldn't I have to pay more? And to some respect, under the fundamentals of insurance, sure, that should be true. We get concerned about if you price those folks completely out of the marketplace and they're not able to pay, it does end up turning back to the consumers anyway through charity care, or, the hospitals end up, or insurance companies, they can't pay their bills, it gets passed along in other ways. So we want to make sure that it's still affordable and there's still options for those folks, which, again, I'll go back to the high-risk pool we've got in North Dakota and some of those things, some of those options that are they're robust coverage, they're affordable, and they are essentially subsidized by not only our insurance companies, but the state as well, and they work. And it goes back to a lot of prior to Obamacare, the insurance marketplace in North Dakota wasn't necessarily broken. And we're kind of dealing with some of these after effects now. And the other piece is the cost of healthcare that nobody seems to want to talk about is, why is it so expensive to receive healthcare in North Dakota? And I think you saw in the executive order there's a relaxing or looking at studying how to relax some of those reimbursement accounts or the health savings accounts, things like that, which would give consumers the ability to put pre-tax dollars away or employers to put pre-tax dollars away to, again, hopefully help give them more control over their dollars. And when you have more control over your dollars, you're more invested in the payments you're making. You're more invested in having that discussion with the hospitals on what the costs actually are. And essentially that should hopefully shed some more light on why it's so expensive to receive health care, and again, hopefully kind of bring that control back over to the consumer side.
Texter says, I'd like to know why a CT scan is not considered an elective procedure, but an MRI is. I have a friend that needs an MRI to determine if she's having mini strokes, but she has to pay for it herself. How are they considered different by either Medicare or insurance?
Well, I guess I can't necessarily answer that, because in some respects, in some cases, CT scans are necessary and they're paid for. MRIs are not. That's really a doctor provider decision. And I would, at this level, I'd encourage that individual to give our department a call, and we can probably dig into it more if that's what they want to do. And that's what we're here to do. But without, taking a look at the ailments or what's going on, it's tough to make that medical necessity determination over a text message.
Let's talk about the other piece of news yesterday from the president related to not paying the subsidies, and this has been subject of court action because, the executive branch can't spend something that the Congress hasn't authorized. So he's essentially saying, can't do this, not going to do this. The insurance companies love the subsidies, right? And the grand bargain in this whole deal of signing off on what we knew was going to be a disaster in Obamacare and has been a disaster is because the insurance companies went along. I mean, on these subsidies, how do you unwind that?
that's been the question I've been dealing with since about 7:30 this morning. It's not a surprise. I guess we were anticipating some guidance on the CSR funding. I guess I'm a little shocked at the timing right now. It's something we're working on. We're going to reach back out to our carriers. It puts the regulators in a position where we want to ensure that we've got folks offering in our marketplace, and again, kind of creating that balance to make sure that they're still willing to offer those plans to the folks who need them. We'll wait and see what that all means for North Dakota here, and hopefully the next couple of days is kind of where we're at. But
this as you and the governor said in your joint statement yesterday, is a mess of the Obama administration's making. And you called it the empty promises of Obamacare, reducing choice and competition in healthcare markets, driving up costs, just a bad deal all around. And meanwhile, they will not lift a finger. Senator Heidi Heitkamp from North Dakota and most every other Democrat won't lift a finger to try and fix this. Is it because they want single payer, do you believe?
Well, Well, I certainly think there are some in our country that would like to see it go down that road. So I think you got some on both sides who would really like to see this market collapse. And you know, the thought is on one side that'll lead to renewed discussion on what healthcare looks like, and on the other side it may say, well, this will be the perfect opportunity for the government to step in and provide single payer. I'm concerned about that because these are real people, this is real issues, and we got to get it fixed.
Interesting. Appreciate all the background on it. I know this is lots of work in the insurance commissioner's office, but that's what you're elected to do.
Yep, and absolutely.
We'll continue to use you as a resource to sort all this out for us. So thanks, John.
Anytime, Scott.
John Gottfried, North Dakota's insurance commissioner, on the news related to fixing the mess of Obamacare. God bless you, folks. Have a great weekend. See you Monday right here.
I got a call from my brother the other day. He lives in Las Vegas. He said, I'm looking at a new job. I said, what does it pay? $12.50 an hour. Can you believe that? I said, boy, move to North Dakota. Polar Service Center is where I told him to call. Because right now at Polar Service Center, they're looking for certified welders, sandblasters, wash rack attendants, and diesel mechanics. And they are paying big bucks. And they do great training. Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. This is a service center, both in Williston and in Kildare, that needs people right now that service tank trailers, Polar, and other tank trailers. And they will train you and pay you up to $32 an hour with incredible benefits. Write down this number, 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria. She's waiting for your call right now. Tell your loved ones that are working in Las Vegas for chump change, Polar Service Center, big bucks, that's where it's at. Williston and Kildare locations hiring right now. Call 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria and tell her Scott sent you.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get virtualshield.com, the world's easiest to use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at virtualshield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. virtualshield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.